When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome, welcome everybody to the latest edition of the Let's Get Weird Sports Podcast. And this is the first pseudo-live edition of the Let's Get Weird Sports Podcast. We are coming to you live from the floor, from the field of Lucas Oil Stadium. We are at exactly about the, 30-yard line? And I have to say, Paul, I am excited to be here because we're always excited to be here at Big Ten Media Day. Everyone's excited to be here. I'm so excited. You should feel these nipples. I am that excited.
I'm like the Pointer Sisters. I'm just too excited, and I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control, and I think I may approve of it.
So, yes, this is the first one that we've actually done sitting next to each other as opposed to via Skype. In Chicago and Indy, and just we're going to be talking a little bit. It's going to be a short one about the absurdities that come from Big Ten Media Day. And as you can tell from our opening bit, the first one is everyone's excited to be here, excited to get going, and it's just that's all you hear at these things are cliches. Except for one of the first ones that I covered was, I believe it was 2010 or 2011, when Joe Paterno was there, and then the theme of that one was, hey, Joe Paterno's old, and a few months later, God. All hell broke loose.
I'm not going to call out the reporter by name, but I remember being like, are you tired? You look tired. And then other questions are like, well, how's your health, Joe? How's your hip? It was just basically, when are you going to die? It was all the way they forward the questions. And this is history. Let's you know, not only are we together for the first time, this is the first time we're actually doing one of these where we're on site or remote for the topic, and right maybe like 30 yards behind us is BTN. Big Ten Network is doing their broadcast as we speak, but you guys don't need to consume that broadcast. Consume this one instead. This one's better.
Yeah, they turned down our request to actually join them on stage, so their loss. I guess
their loss is your gain, listeners.
But you know, it's nice to come around and hobnob. We got our official Rose Bowl notebooks with the Rose Bowl logo on them. They're sweet.
I took two. I said, you know, I had a child who was in the hospital or something. No, I didn't really do that. I just said, could I get a second one for my niece? But I'm keeping both.
But yeah, it's, I mean, it's a little bit different here. Most of the time it's in, what is it, the Chicago Hyatt or something?
McCormick. It's either, it's been at the Hyatt, it's been at the Hilton, it's usually at McCormick Place.
Yeah, and I just stopped going under the, I don't want to take time off to go up to Chicago and take the bus and take a rickshaw because it's nowhere near the L. Where But yeah, it's interesting to be back here, especially they've done a really good job doing it on the field. They've got the national championship trophy here, something that Purdue will be hoisting in roughly, 5 months after they defeat Illinois for a third time that season. Wait, I guess we can't meet in the Big Ten championship game. But
but yeah, both will get in. Even though they're both Big Ten West teams, they'll both get into the playoff on opposite sides of the bracket.
I mean, at least until we get Kansas in the division, Kansas State.
Oh, I can't wait.
But yeah, again, it's just there's so much absurdity involved in these events. And you know, what are some of the other cliches that we see from every single coach that gets up there?
Well, I listed them out before I came here. I practiced with my buddy Todd Brommelkamp of ESPN Radio, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and Alex Kuhn, that's his co-host of the Todd Brommelkamp Show. And you know, they added some more that I didn't think about. I started with we feel this position group could be the best in the Big Ten, if not the best in the entire country. There's preseason award watch list questions. There's talk about, there's can you talk about, and what I mean is like, talk about the defense, or can you talk about the linebacking core? But Todd and Alex, you know, they mentioned how it's accountability, and that starts with me, and it's about culture, it's about culture fit. Shiano did culture like 20 times. He also did, he did accountability. Or you were here for Shiano. What else did he do this morning? He did,
I was coming in when Shiano was talking. I know Mel Tucker was also going on about how much he loved his program and building a tradition and building a family. The one that troubled me was, you never want to be the coach that, do you have any more questions for the coach? And there's dead silence. And unfortunately, that happened to Jeff Brohm today. So.
It got worse. Loxley got shut out yesterday.
Oh, Loxley got shut out? Wow.
I was getting coffee. I would have thrown a softball about NLI at him.
That's usually the sign of a dead coach walking, unfortunately. And let's face it, Loxley has not exactly started the best. And then Coach Brohm is there's some questions. I'm still on the I'm still in support of Coach Brohm, but definitely this needs to be a bounce back year for him. And it's also, the other nice thing is I've noticed that it's not as much of a free-for-all this year with the table interviews and everything else. They seem to have spaced them out with the individual student athletes that are there and the coaches, where you get a more intimate setting. You know, you put on the smoking jacket, they turn the lights down low, put on some music.
A snifter of brandy.
Yes. Oh, hello. How are you? I wouldn't really love to see a coach do that at one of these, just come out in the smoking jacket with the snifter of brandy, like you said, and be like, oh, hello, I didn't see you there.
The Continental.
The other thing that I said is I wish that instead of just the generic canned marching band of the school fight song when they come out, I wish they would come out with a full WWE pyro.
Oh, yeah.
Of all the coaches that I think would have done it today, it would have been Tom Allen of Indiana, which I'm not an IU fan, obviously, but I got to give him credit. He had the most intensity up there. I was ready to go play for him, and the guy gave a long snapper shout-out. So if you had that on your bingo cards, definitely the long snapper shout-out was not something that I expected. So,
yeah, and for me, PJ Fleck, the first article I wrote was about him. I love PJ Fleck. He's funny and he's interesting, but he also gave us the unintentionally funny quote of the session, which was, our identity is who we are. And the ceiling is the roof.
Maybe he's just a big Neil Diamond fan with I Am I Said.
Oh, I was thinking he's a big Kesha fan. It's like, we are who we are, tonight we're going hard. DJ, turn it up. But
what other podcast will get you a lightning quick transition from Neil Diamond to Kesha?
I mean, there's only two types of people in this world. Those who love Neil Diamond, those who hate him. No, but we better watch it, because don't, like, is there copyright issues if we just keep reciting song lyrics? Maybe not on this network.
I think it could be parody at this point, so that's fair use when it comes to that.
So I went to Flex Table, and because each guy gets an hour on the, on their own podium. There's the big thing on dais on stage. That's on TV. Then there's they have their own little podium. And I just asked him, like, what would be your gig if name, image, and likeness existed in your day? And he said he really likes architecture, so he would have loved to have done something with the Sears Tower. And, you know, he went to NIU, so he was in DeKalb. He said John Deere lawnmowers. So he's like, John Deere lawnmowers at Sears. And then he, like, said he was into architecture and art, so I asked him about that. And I was like, because I was the first one to, like, open the session and kept going. And then finally I said, I'm like, I know, I'll stop after this, because I know these guys want to ask you, like, actual football questions. And Fleck was like, no, that's good, because, you know, this guy, whatever his name was, the beat reporter, he's like, then he'll ask me hard questions. And I'm like, yeah, okay. I mean, that just shows you the farce of it all.
Well, and that's the thing, is some of the best things come out of coaches when they get a question that's a little bit off the cuff and not your canned question of, how do you think the season is going to go this year, coach? Or what have you done to improve things? Or unless you're Ryan Day at Ohio State, what are you going to do to get back to the playoff? I remember when I did the basketball media days for the 2010-11 season, I went up to Chicago for that. And Coach Painter brought Etuan Moore and Jawan Johnson, but in the coach at the podium filibuster portion where each one gets 15 minutes and then a few questions, I actually didn't have anything for Painter that was memorable, but when Thad Mata got up there, I just went for it with the question, and I go, Coach, everyone's going to ask you how you're going to replace a National Player of the Year in Evan Turner. I just want to know how you're going to replace Mark Titus after the way he kept everybody loose and just make sure everyone's having a good time, is not taking it too seriously and everything. And he gives this really good, serious answer. He's got this huge smile on his face. Later on, I pass him in the hallway, and I don't know Thad Mata. I had never met him before, but he points to me. He's like, you, that is the best question I've ever been asked at a press conference.
That's awesome.
So, I mean, you got to mix it up here. I've noticed Matt Painter does the same thing. He'll get the same questions and he'll launch into a boring answer or whatever. But when you ask something like really specific, detailed, like, oh, hey, you know, PJ Thompson's only averaging 5 points a game, but he always seems to get like one critical three-pointer and then he ices the free throws. You know, what do you think about that? Or you've noticed one thing with like, oh, with 12 minutes to go, this play happened and it kind of turned the game. What do you think happened from there and whatnot? And he really just tends to light up like that. And I know I've heard Nick Saban does the same thing and everything else.
Yeah, the only time I've ever had that I can recall right now, at least off the top of my head, was an SID gave me a compliment on a question. It was whenever Michigan would be hosting like Real Madrid or United, and it always would be like maybe 2 or 3 days after Big Ten Media Day, and just knowing that the gangbang around Harbaugh at his podium, the mosh pit, the horde is going to be insufferable and like impossible. My whole thing is to try to get that in on the podium. I mean, yeah, everyone else gets it, but who cares? Because then it's transcribed for you, which is nice. You don't have to worry about that. You made sure you get it in. And then to see Harbaugh struggle to, like, he actually cares or knows anything about about La Liga or the English Premier League or Chelsea or whatever.
Hey, Jim, what are your thoughts on metric football?
But the SID for Michigan came up to me and was very happy. And he's like, I'm glad you did that, and that's wonderful. And I'm like, well, of course, because they're trying to break the record and to get 110,000, I mean, they did break the record. You got to get the name out there as much as possible. So that's fun. Harbaugh, there was another swarm around him. I did not partake. I think this is probably as good a time as ever to transition to what is the most unique thing about this event, and that, or this Big Ten meet, what makes it so unique is the social distancing.
Yeah, I mean, everything is actually on the field here at the stadium, which I kind of like. It gives a better atmosphere. They've got it decked out like the big, like if you took
painted the logo.
Yeah, they painted the logo at center field. They painted the logo in the end zones. Pretty much, it looks like you just take the tables off and play a football game right now. And honestly, social distancing, not social distancing, I think it's a better atmosphere for this thing. It feels more like it's football rather than a hotel ballroom.
For sure. I love it. The Jumbotron and the fight songs, although, you know, like you said, the WWE Pyro would be better. But I wore a mask when I would get into, like, kind of the gaggle. I was wondering if maybe that would go away with COVID, that we wouldn't do those anymore, because I don't know how much value there are in them anyway. But there's a few, I'd say maybe you got 1-2% people wearing a mask at any point here. It's still pretty, I mean, I'm fully vaccinated and have been for a long time, but I'm not going to take any chances for that kind of stuff.
And I also noticed there wasn't a lot of talk about vaccination rates in, like, at the SEC, and that's because the warrior poets of the Big Ten believe in science.
Yes.
Unlike those uneducated hill jacks in the South.
Yeah.
And now we just turned off our entire SEC fan base, so sorry about that, guys.
It just means more, but, you know, what if, Bobby Jindal? No, Bobby Jindal's not governor of Louisiana.
He was at one time. Yes.
All right, let's take all the old Confederate states, like those governors. What if they got together and said, if you guys don't get vaccinated, there's no SEC football? I'd say we're at like 100% within a week.
Yeah, it would be interesting, but
it's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
That still was, it was the one of the more dominant topics of conversation here, but it wasn't as dominant as I thought. You know, most every coach, you're looking at another cliche, mentioned the whole, oh, we're excited to get back in front of our fans, and it was strange last year not playing in front of fans. I know Kirk Ferentz did the, yeah, it was so weird going up and have the bus pull up at Purdue last year for the season opener, and no one was on the sidewalk or anything. And that would be one of the more interesting things, is just how jarring it's going to be when these guys get back in front of fans and everything else.
Well, Brett Bielema did say that the teams can be fully vaccinated, and because they're in week zero, they get to start August 1st, and they'll be ready by then. Pat Fitzgerald said he's vaccinated, and like 90 to 95% is, but he also left the wiggle room of, it's up to them and it's a choice. And he's like, I prefer they get vaccinated, but it's a choice. And I respect that. And I don't respect that. I don't respect any of that anymore. You got to do it, man. Like, I don't, it shouldn't be an issue. I also don't understand how a full contact sport can exist with social distancing.
Well, it made it through last year, but we know, in my opinion, last season came out more like it was just a bunch of glorified scrimmages, really. I mean, every game felt like spring football, if
yes.
You ask me.
Yes.
Especially since week to week you didn't know who was going to be available. What, when Purdue played Illinois, Illinois was missing, what, 15 guys?
Yeah, they're on their fourth string quarterback, I think.
Right. And I know when Purdue went up to Minnesota, they were missing a bunch of guys. And so it's just, it really didn't feel like football, whereas this feels more like football this year, at least. And I don't want to use that as a cop-out for Purdue finishing from 2-4, but I think it was a large reason that they finished 2-4 is because none of the games felt real, especially when you were canceling games like 5 days in advance.
There were two things about last year's football season that really... I'm with you. I call it a quasi-season, a pseudo-season. It's like Spam. Is Spam meat? It's got a meat-like substance. It is meat
the
quality.
It's the non-union Mexican equivalent season. There's our 16 minutes in, and we have our first Simpsons reference. I'm sorry it took this long.
Yeah, I can't believe it. So, the number one was the whole, okay, you need to play six times to get in the Big Ten title game. And then, oh, shit, our conference bellwether, our corporate paymasters, the people who run us, Ohio State football, this is going to get in. So then they changed which we knew they were going to change.
Yeah, they were going to change. If Indiana had beaten them and only played five games, they would not have changed the rule. There's no way. And again, I don't like Indiana, but Indiana won all their games last year except for the Ohio State game. And under the established rules at the season, they should have played Northwestern for the title.
Exactly. And then the second one was that week of the Big Ten title game where they made the schedule on the fly, whoever didn't qualify.
Champions week.
Yeah, talk about a euphemism. Corporate, Orwellian doublespeak. Champions my ass.
And they did it so that... Weren't they originally going to do like 1-1, 2-2, 3-3, but then because the entire season was a debacle like we all knew it was going to be, they're like, oh, well, Indiana and Purdue got canceled last week. Let's have them play this week. Surely all their COVID issues have been cleared up by now. That didn't work. And they got in, what, like three other games? Because who doesn't want to see Rutgers play... Illinois played Penn State.
Yeah, I was about to mention that. They got their asses kicked. And I remember... not even turning it on, like not caring. I'm like, this is like that week especially. You said they felt like scrimmages. That week especially was like, why are we here? Come on, man.
Yeah, and especially since that was right around the time that COVID was really, really starting to take effect across the country and everything. And it was an absolute nightmare. But hopefully we get better results this season, and it seems like we're going to be able to do so, and maybe. Maybe it's my small bit of faith that has somehow come out despite my usual cynicism, but hopefully here in 6 weeks things are looking better right around the time the season does start.
Well, I don't know about you, but as fake as football felt last year, early season conference basketball felt fake, and then it felt real to me in March. Like, I felt like when basketball was, when, like, Illinois was 5 and Baylor was 1, and they're like, this is the biggest game in Illinois history in 15 years, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it just kind of felt fake. But then as, like, they actually held it together,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you played, like, a full slate. Like, you actually were able to kind of do it, and you had a whole tournament, and it worked. Like, that
you
felt so much better.
One game, because I think it was VCU had to back out. Yeah, because I know it was one of the games. There was one first-round game where a team had to do a walkover. But then, as you're still figuring things out and whatnot, look at what happened in the College World Series with North Carolina State.
Yeah.
I mean...
Oh, my God, that guy is the biggest dumbass on their coach. What a moron. Oh, my God. I don't know how I could even, like, do that press conference and keep a straight face, like, the whole...
but... It looks like we are, you know, I'm looking around over my shoulder right now, and we're starting to see them set up for the afternoon interviews. And it is nice that they're spacing everything out in terms of who is at the table when, and then they'll have different players cycle through. And it's not just the free-for-all that it usually is, so that helps.
And people will take the chairs from the other podiums and put them next to the other chairs. I saw it yesterday. They will bunch around, and they will swarm, but... At least it won't be, the Glad I Used Dial commercials in the elevator. And shout out Mel Tucker for, you know, we talk about cliches, but he did like the one lane, the one specialty of, he said meat and potatoes, no pastries.
Yeah.
He said lunch pail. And, you know, typical, like, yeah, hard-nosed blue... Like, he did blue-collar, hard work, he said lunch pail, hard hat. Like, he really overdid it. Like, that... They're gritty. They're...
And he's still officially the newest coach in the league, isn't he? Him and Loxley, right?
Bielema.
Oh, Bielema. I don't count Bielema. Bielema's been here before. He was at Wisconsin.
Right, and he was actually probably the star yesterday. I would say that... whoever's the new guy is always going to get, like, the biggest crowd around him, and he definitely had that. And he brought it. He's a polarizing guy. Sometimes he's funny. Sometimes he's cool. Sometimes he can be kind of mean to reporters. A lot of people have different opinions on him, and yesterday he was in his finest form, so...
Did we have anybody talk about the amount of lean muscle mass that was gained?
Not that I recall, but on it.
That's another one that's been very popular in the past is the entire team gained 17,000 pounds of lean muscle. Just like, I guess. I mean, I don't think we have a way of verifying that, but cool.
I would say my favorite would be I like the weight room videos. Like, I did 445 power clean, 6 reps. Like, when those go viral and stuff, I know I'm doing my meathead, like, steroid voice, but the reason I like it is it's very tangible and it's very clear and it's a Boolean value. It is something you can actually point to. It's not, well, the culture fit and our identity and guys who fit, we recruit to a system and, like, it's like, no, you did 600 pounds of power clean 8 times, like that. And those are kind of fun. You see, Iowa seems to really excel at that. Usually Iowa puts out the videos of the weight room heroes.
I miss Danny Hope talking about Carson Wiggs being able to kick a 70-yard field goal in a game. And he made a point of that going into Wiggs' senior season because Wiggs had a good leg. I think he had bombed in like a 67-yarder in the spring game. And he had bombed in like a 59-yarder in an actual game before. He's got the school record. And Danny Hope was like, yeah, if we absolutely needed to, we think he could hit from 70. And so I spent that entire season, because he made that point at Media Day, I spent that entire season like, all right, we're at this point just before the half. I think he could try one and maybe get it. And it was the year that it was Hope's second to last year. Purdue beat Ohio State in overtime. And there was actually a point where the game's tied and Purdue's got the ball near midfield, and they had time to, I think, run one or two plays, and they ended up running a play through an interception, and Ohio State settled in for overtime. But there was at least a chance right there that he was going to try the 70-yard field goal.
Oh.
So, you know, I just...
My God, that would have been wonderful.
Yeah, to win the game against Ohio State. But it's always good when you see these coaches make those boastful claims and everything. And it would have just, Jeff Brohm would have been like, we're going to run 17 trick plays a game, and I'm going to make sure Jack Plummer throws for 6,000 yards. Or yesterday when the quote of the day appeared to be when Harbaugh was like, we're going to beat Ohio State or die trying.
Oh. It's like Harbaugh's new album with 50 Cent drops on the 14th.
This is why I wasn't here yesterday, because I probably would have followed up to Harbaugh and been like, have you tried using a Rondale Moore? I mean, that works pretty well.
We found that works at a pitch. I was interviewing the guy next to him, and I just would hear bits and pieces, and he did say something about, it's like, yeah, you know, like the World War II propaganda films. It's like, and I'm like, wait a minute, Harbaugh's making World War II references? Maybe I should go over there and try to pick up on that.
I didn't know we had Woody Hayes back.
Yeah.
With significantly less references to the My Lai Massacre.
You know, this could end up being another Helsinki episode of 1919, and I think we all remember what happened then.
Has anybody checked on the Tsar lately? Oh, wait.
Too soon for Archduke Franz Ferdinand assassination jokes. We still haven't recovered.
It's always so. Yeah. The Big Ten is going to be undone by some damned fool thing in the Balkans.
But the probably maybe the story. They just passed by us. The 11-year-old. I think there's actually two. I know he's 11, this kid. There's another kid, I think he's like 10, that have been asking questions here with something called Junior Journalist. And, you know, as we said, you know, this is kind of a farce. This is not to be taken too seriously. So it was heartwarming. It was nice to see the kids get their, like, Pat Fitzgerald got off his podium and went closer so you could hear him. And it was cool. It made for a good photo op.
And they asked enough banal, benign questions that they could fit right in and probably work at many of these newspapers. I mean, they're only going to get better from there. So it's good to see those kids do that.
I mean, the fact that they actually phrased their prose, the utterances from their mouths in the form of a question, puts them way, 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 way ahead of most sports reporters who just do the
talk about.
Yeah.
That's the continuing theme, is the talk about. And I've been doing this job long enough that I've been able to speak with enough coaches candidly that they're like, man, I hate the talk about question.
I know. They should just say, like, when they're like, can you talk about the defense? Like, yes, I do have the physical capability to speak on said subject. Next question.
What do you think the biggest key to the game is going to be? Well, I think if we score more points than the other team, that's going to go a long way towards winning the game. But anyway, we said that we were going to keep this one short, and I got to go hopefully talk to Jeff Brohm here and ask him to talk about his offense and what trick plays he's going to be running this year. So we're going to wrap this up. This might be our shortest one yet.
Yeah, and you know what? I think to our fans and listeners, I think this may be a new trend. I think we may try to keep things shorter moving forward.
Absolutely. So from Lucas Oil Stadium, in the heart, actually more like the left ventricle, not directly in the heart,
the aorta,
maybe the aorta of Indianapolis, Indiana, we are signing off from the field, the site of the Big Ten Championship game and the college football playoff game and the home of the Indianapolis Colts, the Final Four, and God knows however many anything else.
And so, next door to a giant steel mill or whatever that is.
Oh, that, I think that's a power plant.
Oh, okay.
On the other side, there's a strip club, so.
Oh, well, now I know where I'm going after this.
So, thank you very much. That is the Let's Get Weird Sports podcast, sponsored by the Red Gardener. So.